The U.S. presidential candidates who spoke out mostly agreed on the crisis in Pakistan. As baton-wielding police in Lahore put down demonstrations by the country's lawyers, the U.S. candidates raised concerns over President Pervez Musharraf's suspension of Pakistan's constitution. Democratic Senator Joe Biden.
This is the most dangerous and complex relationship we have.
Former Republican Senator Fred Thompson agreed.
It's one of the most potentially dangerous situations in the world for us right now.
Both candidates expressed worries that extremists could take over the country.
This is a nuclear country. We could face a real nightmare scenario by seeing these radical elements or these terrorist sympathizers take control of that government.
Among Democrats, supporters gave frontrunner Hillary Clinton a pair of boxing gloves. The New Yorker repeatedly clashed with other Democrats facing criticism at a debate on several issues, including foreign policy matters. Her closest competitor, Senator Barack Obama.
She voted for a war to authorize sending troops into Iraq and then later said this was a war for diplomacy.
At issue is Clinton's refusal to clearly state that as president she would order U.S. troops out of Iraq, even though she criticizes Republicans for supporting President Bush.
They want to continue the war in Iraq. I want to end it.
Clinton also faces attacks for her vote on a resolution that some say paves the way for war with Iran. The Bush administration backed the measure, labeling the elite Republican Guard a terrorist organization. Former Senator John Edwards led a withering attack.
And we have to stand up to this president. We need to make it absolutely clear that we have no intention of letting Bush, Cheney, or this administration invade Iraq.
I am not in favor of this rush for war, but I'm also not in favor of doing nothing. Iran is seeking nuclear weapons, and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is in the forefront of that.
We have emboldened Bush at a minimum. His talk of World War III. Totally irresponsible talk. We've emboldened him, Tim, to be able to move if he chooses to move.
Democrats also battled over whether states should issue driver's licenses to immigrants who are in the country illegally. That is what New York Governor Eliot Spitzer says his state will do.
Do I think this is the best thing for any governor to do? No. But do I understand the sense of real desperation trying to get a handle on this?
I was confused on Senator Clinton's answer. I can't tell whether she was for it or against it.
Republican candidates, including former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and former Senator Thompson, joined in the attack.
I think giving driver's licenses to illegals is a bad idea.
The candidates, regardless of their political affiliation, often think their opponents' ideas are bad. That is one reason why, at this stage of the campaign, the contenders seldom speak out on foreign affairs except to appeal to specific interest groups. Jim Fry, VOA News.